the Popular Front collapses. In spite of all the agreements made by the party, the leadership of the government coalition passed into the hands of the bourgeois politicians of the Radical Party. Under the pressure of the masses, the Popular Front carried out certain reforms, but later on opted for a policy of counter-reforms, which provoked open confrontations with the workers' movement. An official document of the Socialist Party in Chile, published to commemorate the 45th anniversary of its foundation, recalls the workers' response to the January 1945 anti-working class measures taken by the government. The working class of Santiago replied to the first decree with a vigorous mass mobilization, tragically repressed by the public forces. The massacre was followed by a general stoppage and resignation of the cabinet, and, as the first act in a senseless adventure between the leadership of the SP and certain sections of the armed forces, came the formation of a bastard coalition bereft of principles, program and popular base. At the General Congress, which took place in October 1946, those leaders were stripped of their positions. 45th anniversary of the CSP, pp. 425. From the word go, the participation of the socialist leaders in a coalition with the bourgeoisie had been an unprincipled adventure which had catastrophic consequences for the party. There began a series of internal crises and splits. The party was only saved thanks to the young socialists and the Marxists, who fought against the class collaborationist policy of the leadership, in favor of a revolutionary policy of class independence. In the presidential elections of 1946, the Chilean Stalinists once again supported a bourgeois candidate, and entered the government of González Videla with the liberals and the radicals. 2 years later, they got their reward, being expelled from the government, and illegalized until 1958. Once again, the Videla government showed to the world the utterly reactionary character of the liberal Chilean bourgeoisie. This radical left-wing government turned out to be the most servile tool in the hands of US imperialism and the Chilean oligarchy. Finally, the PS split over the reformist leaders' cooperation into the reformist socialists of Chile and the left popular socialists. In a conference on their program, held in 1947, the popular socialists stressed the lack of independence displayed by the bourgeoisie when it comes to standing up to imperialism and the creole of oligarchies, and reaffirmed the policy of the Workers' Front, as opposed to collaboration with the liberal bourgeoisie. At this point, it would be interesting to quote a few lines from the program, which sum up the experience of the Chilean workers' movement in the previous decades and draw a series of very important conclusions.